This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More than 90% of global trade floats in and out on a ship. The port of New York and New Jersey is the largest port complex on the East Coast, supports roughly 175,000 jobs in both states. In the latest this morning from our series on infrastructure called The Weak Link, Marketplace's Adam Allington reports the steep rise in cargo at ports is causing major backups for trucks and costly delays for companies.
Rafael Alvarez drives for National Container Freight in New Jersey. Like most guys who get into trucking, he likes to drive, which, as it turns out, is a shrinking part of the job these days.
Oh, man, this is a mess. Like, this is pretty much every day dealing with the same thing. It's getting worse.
Alvarez is sitting in a long line of trucks over a mile long waiting to pick up containers at the port of Newark.
Typical day, you get lucky, talk about like an hour and a half just to get in. Over there, inside, they say another hour and a half or two. Pretty much like you spend the whole day just trying to make it like a one move.
Spending 4 to 5 hours just to pick up one load is not good. It translates into fewer deliveries and increased costs. Tom Heimgartner is the CEO of Best Transportation, which operates over 100 trucks out of Newark.
You can't back a train into a loading dock, so we're the guy that delivers it the last mile. A lot of our customers are doing basically just-in-time kind of thing. They don't have large inventories. And when loads are late, it disrupts their whole supply chain.
Heimgartner blames the backup on more containers coming through the port and too few longshoremen to do the work. And unlike, say, airports, freeways, or even your local bank, the Port of New York and New Jersey doesn't operate on nights and weekends. But others say the backup isn't a manpower issue.
They can't change the geography of the region. They can't change the number of roads that go into the port and out of the port.
Jim McNamara is a spokesman for the International Longshoremen's Association. Unlike ports on the West Coast, he says New Jersey just doesn't have the space available to build out better port infrastructure.
You have a port in New York and New Jersey that's nestled between one of the largest airports in the country, Newark Liberty Airport, and also right alongside the New Jersey Turnpike.
McNamara says a better system for tracking and locating containers could help move trucks in and out faster, and over 650 new longshoremen have been hired since February. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.